It's kind of a funny title, but for an entry-level job, body man to the president is hard to beat. The lucky guy, and they all have been guys so far, is counselor, valet, gatekeeper, and first buddy. And for the last 3 years, Reggie Love has done the job for President Obama. Like all body men, he avoids the press. But now that he's leaving the White House, Love is peeling back the curtain in this ABC News exclusive with Rachel Nichols of our sister network, ESPN.
Reggie Love has been a constant presence, just feet away from President Obama, since we first met him during the 2008 campaign. Love gave us a mini tour of what has since become his trademark, the things he carries.
This is like a lint brush, toothbrush, scope, cough drops, Sudafed.
Love started in the mailroom of Obama's Senate office, then moved on to the campaign, where he famously bonded with the future president over a shared love of sports, notably basketball. They were both rookies to presidential campaigns, learning their jobs along the way and learning from each other.
I've hipped him to Aretha Franklin and John Coltrane, and he, in turn, has downloaded Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, and so that I'm not a complete fuddy-duddy.
Barack Obama.
One historic election and 3 long years of work later, Love is packing up and saying goodbye to one amazing first job.
And then this door right here, it leads to the Oval, one of the 4 doors that the president can enter or exit through.
He showed us the tiny office he occupied just 4 feet away from the Oval Office, his modest home base for long 18-hour days and some nights spent sleeping here.
This is you and the president laughing.
I don't even know what the joke is there, and if I did, I probably couldn't repeat it.
A laugh shared with a president whom Love calls a mentor. A mentor who in return refers to Love as a younger brother.
What do you call the president when you're with him?
Mr. President, in the presence of others, and if it's a less casual scenario, then I would just say, sir.
Sir is your more casual thing?
He's the president.
What does he do that drives you crazy, and what do you do that drives him crazy?
I'm 28, 29, stubborn, and think that I know things that I may not know the answer to. He's like, you should take my advice. He's like, I got elected president, you should listen to me.
What about the other way?
The guy loves to ride around with the AC off, like in the summertime. And I get hot, I start sweating. I'm like, it's 80 degrees in this car. I'm gonna like pass out.
We added up all the miles that you have traveled with the president. So do you have a guess?
7 times around the world. I don't know how many miles is that.
You're not even close.
I'm not even close?
You're not even close. You guys have traveled together almost 1,000,000 miles. That's going to the moon and back 3.5 times. That is going 35 times around the world.
Whew. Too bad we didn't fly a commercial, man. I could use some of those points.
Many of those miles were spent traveling with the president's family.
First and foremost, they're huge. I mean, Malia's got to be almost like 5'11". We did the basketball clinics with them, and you know, do drills and.
So you're on the court drilling.
Well, they're competitive. They want to win.
His proximity to the president has meant he's been there for landmark moments in the Obama White House. Sometimes even delivering the news himself. Like when Love handed the president a note letting him know the stimulus bill had been passed.
Has there been times along this way where you thought, this is my life?
It's the president's life. I think I've just been lucky to have been a very long passenger on an amazing ride and an amazing journey.
Reporting for